This is the sound of a creek splashing over its rocky rapids in spring in a park in Toronto. I find the sound comforting. This is one of the enduring qualities of radio. Voices and other sounds on the radio can bring us comfort. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, media history, commentary, and analysis. Season 2, Episode 11. I recorded the sound of Wilkett Creek while walking in the Toronto Botanical Garden the first Sunday in April. I was thinking about a young radio broadcasting student who had passed away. Tragic. You can ask radio listeners why they listen to radio. Radio researchers are always asking, and one of the enduring answers is, I listen for comfort. Comfort and companionship. Consultants who work with radio broadcasters remind them of this. It's no revelation. We've known this for decades, and it is no less true today than decades ago. Radio is a companion. It keeps a listener company, and it provides comfort in times of trouble. There's science behind this. The very sound of a human voice provides comfort. It lets us know we are not alone. We don't have to be isolated. History is full of great examples of this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as President of the United States, gave his famous fireside chat talks over the radio starting in the 1930s, encouraging empathetic words during the Great Depression and as war set in. Roosevelt chose the most direct, personal, unmediated way to reach the people. He simply talked over the radio. Winston Churchill used the radio to comfort, encourage, and embolden the population even before he became Prime Minister of England. Before and during World War II, he gave no fewer than 65 speeches over the radio. I remember Prime Minister Michael Manley live on the radio in Jamaica in the early 90s during a time of turmoil leading up to an election. A message delivered against partisan violence and attempted calming fears, summed up with a fatherly, "Nuff said." We take comfort from radio in many ways. It's not just through the planned talks from national leaders. We take comfort in times of trouble. The familiar daytime voices of Chum FM Toronto, staying up all night when John Lennon was murdered in New York City. Petey Green on the radio in Washington, D.C., calling for calm and an end to fighting and mayhem in the streets. You can see it in the movie Talk to Me. There's comfort in the voice of Delilah, taking calls and requests from listeners, often those whose partners are in the U.S. military and on missions overseas. In the voice of Marilyn Dennis on Chum FM on days when the world seems mean. It's there in the voice of Garland Robinette on WWL in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, and maybe even more importantly, staying up all night during Hurricane Sandy 7 years later, telling a listener who complains, "Nobody ever hears about us in my community." Now they have. There's a deep and abiding value in radio's role in providing comfort. Researcher and academic Patty Scannell talks of the dailiness of radio, how radio, even when times are bad, gives a listener the sense that there is still sense. We carry on. Radio is here for you. This does not change. You can find his book Radio, Television, and Modern Life, published in London. Susan Douglas, in Listening In, Radio and the American Imagination, points out the listener's feeling of having a special relationship with a particular radio station and the personalities heard on it. That friendly, familiar voice can help a listener cope. It's one of the things we fight to maintain. Local listeners need local voices. U.S. consumer advocate Ralph Nader has recently been tweeting, complaining about corporations hijacking the public airwaves. We don't get much comfort from agenda-driven national shows. In times like these, and always, radio is one of the places we turn for comfort. The fact is immortalized in the words of Rush in a song about a radio station just outside Toronto in the 1970s. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. That's it. Companionship, comfort, dailiness, normalcy, hope, the spirit of radio. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.